welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, coming to you live from my Christmas tree. On this week's episode of the podcast slash vlog, I'm going to be talking about overlanding and the holidays. So, as you can tell, it's Christmas time here at the Fletcher household, so we are getting ready to have a little bit of family. We've been quarantining for a couple weeks, and my folks have too, so they're going to come up for the holidays for a couple days, and so we're going to have Christmas, and then after that, I am hoping next week to take a day or two overlanding trip. So again, just wanted to kind of touch on some of the benefits of overlanding around the holidays. All right, guys, so as I mentioned, my name is Fletch. This is All Things Overlanding. Here I talk about overlanding stuff, camping stuff, Xterra modifications, do-it-yourself mods, drawer systems, rooftop tents, different types of gear, trip reports, so pretty much anything to do with camping, off-roading, overlanding, that kind of stuff, particularly around Xterras and Nissans, but I mean, most of it's universal stuff that could apply to anybody. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, definitely click that subscribe button down below. I'd love to have you as a subscriber. I'd love to see you in the comments, and thanks for watching. Before we dive into the episode, did just want to touch on my featured partners. Overland Addict, of course. Awesome, awesome Overland gear. So if you didn't get everything you wanted for Christmas, definitely click through that link down in the description below to check out all his stuff. They have everything. Anything you could imagine for overlanding, definitely check them out. Last US Bags, same kind of deal, but specifically overlanding style bags. So tool rolls, trash bags, all kinds of different stuff. Half caddies, I mean, just anything you could imagine. It's awesome. I use a bunch of their bags and they're great. So check them out in the description below as well. More Expo. This thing is happening in February. It's my next big trip that I'm gearing up for. So after the holidays, going to do a shakedown, try and test out some of the new gear that I hopefully get over Christmas, and be ready for more in February. So it's February 13th and 14th. Again, there will be a link in the description below to get your tickets. Definitely click through that and go check them out as well. And I hope to see you there. And then last but not least, Northology Adventures. Awesome free overlanding magazine. So if you click through that link below and scroll to the middle of their website page, there's a spot to sign up for their free magazine. But beautiful photography, amazing editing, awesome stuff. All right, so but now let's dive into the episode. All right, guys, so I'm going to start out by apologizing. Obviously, I'm in front of my Christmas tree, right? But you can tell I'm a glasses wearer, and I've noticed that whenever I look up, I get these weird ring light devil eyes. So if you're watching on YouTube, sorry about that, okay? I'm not a pro. Now that's out of the way, I'm going to break this episode down into a few different segments, if you will. There are a few things that I wanted to touch on in this episode of the podcast slash vlog. I want to talk about kind of how the holidays are timed really well for overlanding trips. So I'm going to touch on that a little bit more in more detail here in a second. Also the benefits of getting to test out new gear, right? So most of us that are really into overlanding, like myself, we're going to ask for overlanding and camping gear for Christmas or Kwanzaa or, you know, Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate, right? So hopefully you've gotten some new stuff and you want to take it out and sort of shake it down and test it out. So we'll talk about that a little bit too and kind of the benefits of that and how that aligns with the holidays and this time of year. And then last, you know, taking advantage of time off, right? So that seems to be the biggest thing for most folks like myself that have a full-time job and want to overland just for fun. The biggest thing is trying to get time off, right? So while we've already got time off, it can be great to take advantage of that. So I'm going to try and keep this one pretty short and sweet and to the point because, of course, it is right after the holidays, but I did want to get something together for you guys, just give you something to think about and hopefully get you out there and exploring. So let's start with how this is a great way to spend time around the holidays, right? So, of course, a lot of the times, maybe not so much this year with the whole COVID thing, but typically speaking, this is a time when, like, you'll have family in town that you may not normally have. So, you know, if you're dad, for example, is a camper, but is not normally around or lives somewhere else, this may be an opportunity to say, hey, dad, let's go on a quick one-night trip or a two-day trip. Let's go check out blah, blah, blah National Forest by where I live, right? So there may be some opportunities there to get some people that aren't always around to go on a trip with you. So definitely consider that. Think about who that could be and try and plan accordingly. Also, since it's around the holidays, there is a great opportunity to spend time with family. So you could take the whole family. You could take the wife, you could take the kids, or after spending a lot of time together, you may want to get away and just go out by yourself and go solo. And that's okay too. But again, use this time, take advantage of it. You know, I know a lot of us, it's really easy to just lay around on the couch and then be like, oh man, where'd that 2 weeks go or 1 week go or whatever, at least a couple of days, a long weekend. You know, Christmas is Friday this year. So most of us probably have a 3 day, maybe 3.5, 4 day weekend. So, you know, once the holiday is over, taking advantage of some of that time and getting out there and exploring is always good as well. All right, so that's the great way to spend time over the holidays bit. So benefit number two of overlanding around the holidays. As I mentioned, a lot of us are going to be asking for gifts. You can see some of these larger boxes behind me here. I think some of those are overlanding gear. So I put a ton of stuff on my list. I asked for a portable folding aluminum table, like a good size one, like a 4 foot long one that I could use for food prep and just, you know, getting stuff set up when I unload the truck at camp. So that's one of the things that I'm hoping to get for Christmas. So if I do get that, then, you know, that weekend or week after Christmas might be some good time to get out there and test that stuff out. Same with, I think I had a couple knives, I had some fire starters, I had a few things. So, you know, there should be a good little influx of new gear here. And again, with Moore coming up in February, if you're not familiar with Moore, it's this awesome expo. It takes place in Missouri, happened last year and it was amazing. This year it's going to be twice as big. So that's February 13th and 14th. I am planning to go to that. I'm super excited about it. I want to get the rig there. I want to show it off. I want to, you know, maybe hit up some national forests while I'm there. But prior to that, I did recently build a do-it-yourself roof rack, attached my awning to it. So I've made some modifications to the truck that I want to test out. And again, with that new gear, this would be a perfect time to take advantage of some time that I already have off work. So, you know, when you get that new gear, definitely take advantage of this time, get out there and test it out. So that's the gear piece. Another benefit of overlanding around the holidays is not a lot of people do it, right? So again, if you're crazy like me and you were really into overlanding and you just really want to do it, this is definitely the time. Like, you hit the woods and similar, I mean, that's typically the way it is in winter anyways, but especially around the holidays, most people aren't even thinking about going out and going camping. Most people are, you know, spending time at home, spending time with the family. And again, definitely do that stuff. I'm not advocating against that. I'm just saying then if you get to a point where you've spent a few days and you want to get out and camp / overland for a few days, then take advantage of that time, right? But again, there will be less traffic. It will be less full. You'll have a better choice of spots. So that's kind of my thought, is I'm going to try and get out there and take advantage of the fact that not many people will be out in the woods around the holidays. And last, you know, taking advantage of that holiday time, I've kind of mentioned this a little bit before, but you know, it just depends on your job, right? Like, not all of us get time off. Some of us get just Christmas Day off. Some of us get half of Christmas Eve and all of Christmas Day off. You know, there are various different holidays, different times that you get off from work. So it may not be that we all get tons of time off. I am fortunate enough that I basically have the next 2 weeks off with a couple meetings here and there. And actually, that is an interesting thing too. So I recently got a WeBoost signal booster for cell phones. And that's another thing I want to test out. I have not tested it out yet, but I would like to see if I have enough cell phone reception in the woods to be able to possibly work while I'm out in the forest. So I'll be testing that out here in Hoosier National Forest, which is the one that's closest to me, the one that I go to the most. It's not a terribly challenging national forest, but it's pretty and it's got dispersed camping, so I'm not complaining. But again, I get a tiny bit of signal out there. So I'm thinking if I could get a little bit more, that's one of the things I want to test, one of the pieces of gear. I'm going to take advantage of this time and I'm going to get out there and try and test out this WeBoost to confirm whether or not I might be able to possibly work from the woods sometime. And if that's the case, then I'm going to try and get out there more and more, because then, you know, obviously as long as I have cell phone signal and I can operate and get, you know, reach everybody, my family and work and all that good stuff, then I will be in good shape. So again, when you have that time off, rather than having to like think months and months ahead and plan way ahead and come up with these dates and then, you know, what if the weather's super rainy and that sort of stuff, I'm very opportunistic in the way that I go overlanding. So I try and look maybe a week out, a couple days out at the absolute least, to give the wife some heads up, right? And say, hey, you know, next week after Xmas, you know, we're gonna have some time. Would it be okay if I, you know, ran out and camped for a night? All right, guys, I'm gonna give you one bonus piece of advice for taking advantage of overlanding around the holidays. We all know that one of the best parts of the holidays, at least in my opinion, is the food, right? So we have ham, turkey, mashed potatoes, casseroles, all kinds of different stuff. So one little tip that I am going to definitely take advantage of this year is grab leftovers. I know that may sound kind of funny, right? But we're going to have some delicious ham, I believe. We're going to have some awesome potato bake. It's like a garlic potato hash brown bake that's going to be delicious. My plan is to grab some of that stuff. So again, I'm being a little fancier than normal, right? But grabbing some of that stuff that I can take out with me and sort of heat up in a pan or a pot. Have sort of a pre-made meal that will be delicious and also really easy. And eats up some leftovers, because we all know that a lot of the times those can go bad. At least if you're like my house, we have a ton of food. We get done. We maybe eat it over the next couple of days, and then we throw most of it out, which is terrible. I hate that. So just a good way to take advantage of those leftovers, be a little bit more responsible, and also have a delicious meal while you're out camping / overlanding around the holidays. So again, I hope that was helpful for you guys. This is just kind of a little fun one that I just wanted to put together really quick to give you something right after the holidays. Again, huge thanks to everyone that subscribed this year. I'm just amazed by the number of people, so thank you guys all for that. At about 3250 now, and I started the channel about a year and 2 or 3 months ago, so I'm super happy about that. I could not be happier, so I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to continue to make content. I'm going to continue to try and grow the channel. So again, thank you guys for sticking it out. If you've been here for a while, if you're new, thank you for subscribing. But look for more great content in the future as we head into 2021. Lots of big plans for trips and stuff, so there should be some exciting content. Always getting better with the videography. Obviously, I am not a professional by any means, but for an amateur, I like to think that I'm at least passable. So that will keep getting better, you know, more and more different types of footage. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. As always, you know, I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments. Post up and let me know what you got over the holidays. By the time this comes out, it'll have been after Christmas. So post up and let me know what gear you picked up, what you're excited about, what your plans are for maybe testing some of that out over the holiday break. And other than that, thanks again to all you guys, and we will see you next year. Take care.